trucks, cars, wagons full of household goods, pots, pans, beds, and the clothes they could carry. War forced millions to flee Afghanistan over the last four decades. 95% moved to neighboring Iran and Pakistan. None intended to stay long. Now, a third generation of Afghans is living outside their homeland, host countries are struggling for resources, and international donor aid is scarce.
Emergencies coming up elsewhere, even in this own region, we have the Rohingya situation, for example. So donor communities, the donor governments tend to look at the most compelling emergencies, and the protracted refugee situations tend to lose out.
Many Rohingya fled violence in Myanmar. The United States and Taliban are close to signing a peace deal in Doha. Soon after, the Taliban will begin formal negotiations with a group representing other Afghan factions. If all goes well, it could mean an end to the long-running conflict and an opportunity for the refugees to go back home.
I am cautiously optimistic that we've made progress. It's a very complicated problem, no doubt.
Twice before, Afghan refugees returned home in large numbers. Once after the fall of the Soviet Union and again after the fall of the Taliban. Both times, conditions on the ground forced them to leave their homeland again. A successful refugee repatriation will require a lot more than an end to the war, says the head of the UN Refugee Agency.
Immediately after peace, if peace comes, there needs to be massive investment in economic opportunities, in infrastructure, in other areas of development.
Without such investment, the fate of the refugees and of Afghanistan itself remain uncertain. Aisha Tanzeem, VOA News, Islamabad.